The Cranbrook Bucks BCHL postseason run is over, after falling 5-1 in a heartbreaking Game 7 loss against the West Kelowna Warriors on Tuesday, April 16, in the Okanagan. Battling back from a 3-0 series deficit, the Herd won three in a row to force a final deciding game in a winner-take-all to advance to the second round. However, it was the Warriors who prevailed. On the road in the Okanagan, the Bucks gave up four goals before responding the final period to break the Warriors' shutout. Brennan Nelson tallied the Warriors' only goal in the first period, scoring with only 19 seconds left in the frame. West Kelowna struck twice in just under 2 minutes in the second period, as Viggo Nordstrom posted a power play goal, followed up by another effort from Dylan Krayer. Felix Karan notched the game's fourth goal early in the third period, for a commanding lead. Julian Frias put the Bucks up on the board with a shorthanded goal just over the halfway mark of the third period. With just over 4 minutes left in the game, and facing a four-goal deficit, the Bucks pulled goaltender Carter Kapton for the extra attacker. However, less than a minute later, Jackson Kyrkostas found the empty net to seal up the Warriors' 5-1 win. West Kelowna put a ton of pucks on goal, outshooting the Bucks 37-19. Kapton made 33 saves for the Bucks, while Warriors netminder Matthew Della Russo made 18 stops. Bucks forward Jack Cilic finished the postseason as the Bucks' top scorer, with 4 goals and 3 assists in 7 games, earning BCHL Star of the Week honors. The playoff exit is also the end of the BCHL careers for the overage 20-year-olds, including Cilic, Joe Blackley, Loke Sodergren, Braden McIntosh and Jaden Fodchuk. Cilic has an NCAA college commitment to Ferris State University in Michigan for next season, while Blackley is committed to Yale University.